I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. Someone used rocks to break windows of at least 7 downtown Juneau businesses over the weekend. According to a release, Juneau police received a report shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday that a number of windows along South Franklin Street and elsewhere had been vandalized. The Taqueria co-owner Luke Metcalf says his restaurant's front door window was broken.
You see a lot of broken windows after crazy nights downtown. Because at first I assumed it was a robbery, just because the Gold Town's been robbed frequently. I'm glad nothing got stolen. That was kind of a nice surprise.
Metcalf says the window was the only damage, but didn't have an estimate of replacing the glass. Metcalf said the business is closed for lunch today. Police suspect Juneau resident Monte Nix and arrested him later on Sunday on 4 counts of criminal mischief. Other criminal charges are pending. Police believe alcohol was a factor. Records show Nix being held without bail at Lemon Creek Correctional Center. JPD estimate the total damages range from $8,000 to $12,000. And a disclaimer, Luke Metcalf is a KTOO board member. Juneau police also responded to a 911 call early Saturday morning for an apparent accidental shooting at a downtown residence. According to a police statement, the call came at 4:30 a.m. Police found a 27-year-old woman at a residence in the 400 block of Harris Street with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to her right thigh. Police say the shooting appeared to be unintentional, and alcohol was likely a factor. Police seized guns from the residence, but have not yet identified which weapon was used in the incident. Capital City Fire and Rescue transported the woman to the hospital. She sustained serious injuries to her leg, but was in stable condition as of Sunday. The Alaska House populist vote to pay Alaskans the full amount of their oil wealth fund checks has been undone. Lawmakers rescinded the vote Friday after debate over Alaska Permanent Fund dividends derailed efforts to pass a state operating budget. Rather than a full payout, estimated at $2,650, lawmakers voted for a $1,600 dividend this year. Last Monday's vote for a fully funded dividend, held during a drawn-out budget debate, split the House majority and spurred minority Republicans to seek bigger budget cuts to win over their members. A handful of majority members who supported a full dividend last Monday backed undoing that vote Friday. The size of the oil check was cut roughly in half the last 2 years amid gridlock over Alaska's budget deficit. And the House is debating the operating budget today. Tune into 360 North for coverage. And looking at weather for today, mostly cloudy with a high near 36. Strong winds with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 28. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.